A desert is a mysterious place. It is desolate and yet filled with beauty. From the dark star-filled nights to contrasting vistas under the sun. In the heat of the day, one may see mirages of what is not there, or be blinded by the sun. The world in which we live may be compared to a desert, filled with beauty, but also with seductive attractions which blind us so we cannot see the way. We may experience different kinds of deserts in our lives, such as sickness, financial insecurity, persecution, and even injustice. Our desire for power, wealth, and control can lead us into an unsuspecting wilderness and blind us, as sometimes happens to political and other leaders. Our emotions can blind us. We may get lost in the desert and not know which way to turn. So we may sit in confusion and even desolation, trying to figure out the way. Jesus left Jericho, followed by his disciples and a sizable crowd. Jericho was an oasis amid a harsh and barren desert. It was in the wilderness near Jericho where Jesus struggled 40 days and 40 nights. In the desert along the road, Jesus encountered the blind man, Bartimaeus, begging and crying out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." He could not see the way because he was blind. Bartimaeus was insistent and did not stop calling out to Jesus. Some told him to be silent, but he kept calling out all the more. Jesus heard his cry, stopped, and invited the crowd to call him. They did, saying, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." When we are blind in our deserts, we too may call out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Or we may continue to sit by the roadside, unable to see the way forward. With courage, Bartimaeus threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go on your way. Your faith has saved you." Our faith in Jesus can save us from our blindness and open a pathway from our desert. Immediately, the blind man received his sight and followed Jesus along the way. The way of Jesus is the way of the cross to new life and resurrection. Jesus invites us to follow him along the way. With our eyes fixed on Jesus, we follow him from our deserts and onto the pathway of life. Then we say with a responsorial psalm, "The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy." And with Jeremiah in the first reading, we can say, "Shout with joy for Jacob, proclaim your praise and say, the Lord has delivered his people. I will gather them from the ends of the world. With the blind and the lame in their midst, I will console them and guide them so that none shall stumble. For I am a father to Israel." How are we blind? In what desert do we find ourselves? Do we want Jesus to cure our blindness so we can see? Do we want him to lead us from our desert? Can we persevere in calling out to him for help? Can we trust that the way of Jesus leads us through the cross to resurrection and new life? In Jeremiah, we hear that the Lord will gather the blind and the paralyzed from the ends of the earth. He will guide them so that they do not stumble, for he is like a father. The Lord creates in us the desire to see and to reach for life. We need not fear because the Lord will guide us like a father so that none stumble. In our consumer society, intent on fulfilling every personal desire, it is easy to find ourselves lost and blind in a desert leading nowhere. We ask ourselves if we truly want to discover the way that leads to life. We grow tired of waiting for someone to heal our blindness and guide us along the way of life. We call out to Jesus, the risen Christ, to have mercy on us. We hear Jesus asking us, "What are you looking for?" We respond, "We want to see." And Jesus invites us to follow him along the way.